USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
President Biden likes what he sees in the new jobs report. The Labor Department releasing the unemployment numbers Friday, the unemployment rate falling to 4.8%.
In total, the job creation in the first 8 months of my administration is nearly 5 million jobs. Jobs up, wages up, unemployment down. That's progress.
This is the first time in over a year the unemployment rate has been below 5%. Economists disappointed, though. They expected 500,000 new jobs and said it's less than 200,000. While Biden was in Washington discussing the jobs report Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris was in New Jersey. She was not at the U.S.-Mexico border where other White House officials were discussing immigration. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was at the meeting, which he called high level. Biden in March put Harris in charge of the border issue. Her only visit to the border came 4 months ago. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Biden making a historic announcement Friday. He becomes the first sitting U.S. president to issue a proclamation marking Indigenous Peoples Day. It'll be on Monday, also celebrated as Columbus Day. We could be just weeks away from having a COVID vaccine for children. The CDC announcing Friday it'll hold a meeting next month to discuss pediatric vaccines. Brown University Dr. Ashish John, CBS News Friday.
I have a 9-year-old, and I'm hoping he's going to get his first shot by Halloween. So, look, we're going to find out in the next couple of weeks from the FDA, and my hope is with that authorization, 5 to 11-year-olds should be able to get vaccinated pretty quickly thereafter.
Pfizer announcing Thursday it has applied to the FDA for approval of a vaccine for kids as young as 5. Taiwan accusing China of harassment. Chinese President Xi Jinping saying Saturday reunification with Taiwan must be and definitely will be fulfilled. While Xi says China prefers a peaceful reunification, he also says no one should underestimate China's staunch determination, firm will, and strong ability to defend national sovereignty and territorial integrity. Taiwan says it prefers to remain a sovereign country. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some astronauts have chosen the name of the new Crew Dragon capsule. Here's Wendy King.
Three astronauts will fly to space for the first time, along with a veteran crewmate on his third space flight, when SpaceX launches NASA's Crew 3 mission, which is scheduled for October 30th to the International Space Station. The astronauts announced the name of their brand new Crew Dragon spacecraft, Endurance, during a press conference at Johnson Space Center in Houston. They said the name is a tribute to the tenacity of the human spirit. They also said it's a nod to the fact that the teams got us here, having endured through a pandemic. The astronauts are expected to spend about 6 months in space performing science experiments in microgravity and maintenance on the space station. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A new look at how much Americans trust the media. Tim Berg has more.
A new Gallup poll found a large majority of Democrats, 68%, trust the media, sharply differing with the rest of the American public. Only 36% of Americans responded that they trust the media a great deal or fair amount, contrasted with 68% of Democrats. A tiny majority of Republican voters, 11%, trust the media. Also, independent voters leaned closer to Republican voters than to Democrats. Only 31% of independents trust the media, Gallup found. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.